Well, my brother Ian, who is the owner of the nursery, came up with the idea about a year ago and just wanted to do something a bit different, a bit unique. You know, we're a traditional garden centre, but we like to do something that other people don't. And he came up with the idea of designing a dragon, which is actually turned into two now, just so that families, children can come along, you know, get something a little bit different when they come to the nursery. And then he decided to, you know, roll it into a bigger project and turn it into a competition so that we could give both of the dragons their forever names. So the competition is now underway, runs until the 11th of August, and kids within three age groups can either choose to write a short story up to 500 words or just a colouring competition, have a chance to win a prize, and if their school's local, the school wins a prize as well.
Well, it's a brilliant idea because obviously, you know, for children at school, it's a little bit of a project for them. What about the actual design of it? You know, what's actually entailed in these? Because they're quite unique, aren't they?
Yeah, well, to be fair, there's not another one of the big dragons in the world. It was designed purposely for our project. We use a company that employs sculptors in Zimbabwe and Africa. And they only use bits of metal that would otherwise go into landfill. So it's a kind of an eco-friendly project. And you'll see the dragon's 17 foot long. It's huge, weighs nearly 2 tons. There's a lot of metal in there, and you'll find any conceivable metal, a lot of it through vehicle parts, so spark plugs, con rods, bicycle chains. You'll even find knives and forks in there. If it could potentially go into landfill, it's now in the dragon's.
So what you've done here is something unique to save something going into landfill, but of course it had to come over from Zimbabwe.
Yes.
How did they get them in here? Because, you know, if they're weighing that, so do you have a crane or something?
The original plan was to build it in four pieces, but the sculptors couldn't do that, so it had to be built as a one-off piece, which, like I said, it weighs nearly 2 tons. We had to hire some special machinery, you know, and do it when there wasn't customers around. So we had to take on a very heavyweight telehandler with about 6 people managing the project. And a little bit hair-raising at times, but we managed to do it without any drama. And now they're in place, hopefully, for the rest of their lives. All we got to do now is give them some names, and that's where the kids come in.
That was going to be my next question. That's the whole idea of the competition, is they can come and do a drawing, and then, obviously, they you're going to pick a name.
Yes.
So you've got, obviously, a sheet with a... boxes to fill in and so on.
Yeah, the kids can write a short story up to 500 words. The name has got to be obviously incorporated into that story, and we want the children just to use their imagination. You know, they know now that it's come from Africa, so whether the story's about how it got here, whether the story's about how it was born and what it does, but it's really choosing a really good story, taking the name from that story. And then the name and the story will be posted in the garden for everybody to see.